once again. We come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary and we give you glory and honor and praise. Come on, come on.
We lift our hands in the sanctuary.
We lift our hands. hallelujah. And we will praise you for the rest of our days. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. We will praise you for the rest of our days. You alone are worthy. There is nobody like you, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we have looked all over. We looked high. We looked low. And we have not been able to find anyone, nobody greater than you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you today. And we praise your holy name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name on today. You alone are worthy. We are so grateful, God, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being the ultimate sacrifice for us. Hallelujah. We praise you for life today. We praise you for new beginnings. We praise you, oh God, because we are new creations in Christ Jesus. We praise you because you are worthy. My God, I have a praise in my heart, and I have to get it out. My God, I just have to praise God because he is worthy to be praised. We welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries Virtual Sanctuary. We pray that you're having a blessed day, even in the middle of your day, whether you're at work or at home or at school. We just pray that God is blessing you on today. Well, God wants to meet us in the sanctuary today. I don't know about you, but his presence already. I thank God that he meets us every single time we come into his presence. He says, where two or more are gathered in my name, Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, then I will be in their midst. And I thank God that Jesus is in the middle of us right now. He's here. He's in our midst. He is in the sanctuary. He's in your home. He's in my home. He's in your office. He's on your job. He's in your car. He is where you are right now because you have come together on one accord in his name here in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. So we welcome you. We welcome you on today to the virtual sanctuary. Hallelujah. There is a word from the Lord. We welcome you to the sanctuary. We invite you to come out and worship with us during the week. Tonight we will be at the church on 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, for our Bible study service. And it is a powerful time in the Lord where we preach and teach the word on Wednesday night. And also on Sunday, we invite you to come out to our worship service at 11 o'clock a.m. God is moving in a mighty way in the middle of our worship services. So we invite you to come. Amen. Well, we're going to go into the word. We pray that God will bless you. Let me open in prayer. And right after that, I'm going to play another song, and then we're going to go right into the word. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name more today. God, we just ask that you would get the glory out of this time that we are coming before you, Lord. We, Father God, come to you, Father God, seeking your face, seeking to hear from you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't come for pomp or circumstances, Lord, but we come because we are serious about you. We are serious about your son, Jesus Christ, and we are serious about our relationship with you, oh God. And Lord, we just ask that you would speak to our hearts on today, God. Lord, touch every person under the sound of my voice that has entered into this sanctuary, whether they're listening live or via the archive. We ask that you will touch them, that you will minister to them, that you will meet them right where they are. Lord, somebody has come because they need to hear a word from you, and we just ask, Father God, that you will minister to that particular need that they have. And some people are coming, God, hungering and thirsting after you. Lord, meet and fill that hunger and quench that thirst on today in the name of Jesus. We pray that you use the man servant, your man of God, as he breaks open the bread of life, as he serves us, Father God, in your word, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will change lives, that you will save souls, that you will set the captives free. Lord, we ask that you will open the eyes of the blind, oh God. Give us ears to hear hear, oh God, and let the mute speak and say Jesus Christ is Lord in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we give you this time and we say have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to hear the preach word right after this song. We're going to pray this song, And while we're playing this song, we ask that you get your heart ready to hear the word, because right after this song, Faithful, Pastor M.D. Simmons will be coming with the preach word. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
I need to see the praises right up in this section. Open your mouth and praise them. Now can I hear you make some noise, just shout unto God. Open your mouth tonight. God is faithful, and he's able to do anything is possible. On him you can depend. He's closer to you than any friend. Don't ever lose your trust in him. God is faithful. Faithful is our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is faithful. Faithful is our God. Possible.
Anything is possible, Lord,
can you? I will see you clapping, come on. Closer to you.
God, to to God be all the glory for the wonderful, hallelujah, great and wonderful and mighty things that he is doing in the midst of his people.
Yes.
To be all the glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go right to the word of God today. God has something burning in my soul and in my spirit. We thank God for you as you tuned in. I pray that the Lord encourage you as he's encouraging me daily. I pray that there's a word from the Lord for us today that would allow us to, hallelujah, move forward by faith and not by sight. The book of Luke, the 17th chapter, that fifth verse, the gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verse 5. And then very quickly, we are going to jump over to the Gospel of John, chapter 2. Luke 17, and then John, chapter 2. Hear the word of the Lord. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. Don't miss that. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. Hallelujah. And it shall obey you. The gospel according to John chapter 2 verse 13. Hear now the reading of scripture. And the Jews' Passover was at hand. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of the money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it is written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. Father, speak to me, speak through me as we declare your word over your people on today. We thank you for rebuking the devil. We thank you in the name of Jesus that prosperity rests upon every believer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for abundance in every area of life. So, Lord, now minister to us and through us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I just want to briefly talk from the topic, enough is enough. Enough is enough. My wife often sometimes said you got to get to the place where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. As we look at Jesus, according to the gospel writer of John in this second chapter, we realize at the earlier part is when he turned water into wine. The first miracle he performed at the wedding that his mother and the disciples were at. And we see this same Jesus, yes, this Jesus that had compassion on the people when he saw them as sheep without a shepherd. This same Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead. This same Jesus in the gospel according to the book of Luke, who saw this widow, and we saw this mother who was burying her only son, and Jesus came and touched the casket and stopped the funeral as the young man was raised from the dead. This same King Jesus got to the place where he said, enough is enough. You got to get there, beloved. You have to get to the place in your life where you come to the crossroads of life and say, enough is enough. I'm tired of being broke and never having money. I'm tired of being part of bad relationships over and over again. I'm tired of being sick in my body on a daily basis. I'm tired of having sleepless nights every night. I'm tired of people taking advantage of me, using me, mistreating me, disrespecting me, and dishonoring me. You have to get to the place where you come and you say, enough is enough. Jesus, the same Jesus as we see right now, got very angry and very wroth and very upset with the people that saw the opportunity in the temple to make money. Hallelujah. Oh, God has stepped into today in 2013 where every time we see the opportunity to make money, we see the opportunity for personal gain. Even in the Church of the Living God, many see it as an opportunity to make money. They see it as an opportunity to be successful. They see it in the name of Jesus where they can come into the churches and manipulate the weak, take advantage of those who are vulnerable and gullible. In the name of Jesus. But Jesus is showing you and I today that you got to get to the place where you're fed up. He got to the place where he was fed up with the mess. The same Jesus that had compassion saw the religious rulers selling doves and selling oxen and turning the temple of the living God into a place of merchandise, a place of trade, a place where they can make money and take advantage of God's people. And Jesus came in, made a whip of cords, and started turning over tables, started turning over animals, and started kicking everybody out of the temple, and said, you will not make my Father's house, glory be to God, something that it is not. We who are pastors, we who are clergy, we who are called to the fivefold ministry must not allow our churches to turn into museums, our churches to be turned into entertainment centers, our churches to be turned into places other than worship and places of praise in our God. We go to church today and it's a big old entertainment, a big old circus sometimes. We go to church today and it's everything but a place of worship. The way people dress and the way people act, the way people treat the temple of the living God, God is not pleased. God is saying through Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you got to get to the place where you're fed up. I'll never forget, I now celebrate 25 years working at FedEx. And with all of the, Pastor, with all of the mergers and with all of the companies coming together just trying to stay alive, with all of the people uniting their forces together, there used to be a running joke years ago that FedEx, Federal Express, and UPS was going to merge. And they are the two leaders in the package industry business, the transportation business. And the people used to tell me, have you heard the joke? They're going to merge FedEx and UPS, and the name of the company is going to be Fed Up. They said the name of the new company that would combine FedEx and UPS would be Fed Up. That's the initials that make up both companies. But you got to get to the place in your life where you're just fed up from the floor up. Get to the place in life where you know that God's church should be a place that is reverenced. God's church, that should be a place that is honored. The Church of the Living God should be a place of worship where we come together as worshipers and praise our God and worship our God. Jesus got to the place where he went in there and said, you will not make my Father's house something that is not. And it's so powerful because it says in that 17th verse, and his disciples remembered that it was written. The prophetic word came and characterized Jesus' personality, that the zeal of thine house shall eaten me up. Pastor, preach it on Sunday. Are you fully persuaded? Are you consumed today with the things of God? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and allowing everything else to be added unto you? We have to be consumed with this word. We got to be consumed with purpose. You have to be passionate about the things of God. My wife and I, when God told us to start a church, a ministry, he gave us our mission statement from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, where it says, hallelujah, where it says that he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors, and some to be teachers. He said he gave it for the perfecting of the saints and the advancement of the ministry. And sometimes we got to preach today, come to church, come to the preacher. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing through the word of God. And the Bible says, how could they hear without a preacher? And we let people talk us out of coming to worship service. We let our problems overwhelm us to the place where we don't come to Bible study and midweek service. We let the cares of this world, according to the word of God, snatch the very purpose that we were born for in the first place. And God is saying to you and I today, enough is enough. You have to get to the place where you're fed up. You got to get to the place where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You got to get to the place in your life where idols and certain agenda. Hello? Pastor, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Amen. To God be all the glory. I'm getting a little feedback, but I'm going to keep it moving. To God be all the glory. You got to understand in the name of Jesus that there are certain things that should piss you off. There are certain things that should bring you righteous indignation. There are certain things that should upset you. We see that Jesus got angry. The Bible says, get angry, but don't sin in your anger. It says, get angry, but don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't go to bed angry. Don't sleep on that anger. Let it go. Let go and let God. Jesus got very angry, and he was fed up. He was through with the people that turned the house of God into something that it shouldn't have never been. They were trying to make money, take advantage of God's people. And sometimes, don't we look at our TV? Don't we go into houses of worship today? Don't we look around at the world we live in today and see that the church is truly being taken advantage of? That's why you got to realize, glory be to God. I'm going to sidebar just for a minute. I'm going to get off the point just for a minute. But guess what? As far as I know, the final statistics say that there's about over 9 billion people on the face of this planet right now living. And you and I have to realize, according to Peter, that God is concerned about every single soul. The Bible says he wished that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance and believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, will all repent? Absolutely not. Will all turn to Jesus? Absolutely not. Will all come to God? No. But God is still concerned with the 9+ billion people. And I just want to remind you that it's not about you. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know who that's for. I just had to throw that in a pot today. It's not about you. We got to the place in church, even as a pastor, it's so hard to pastor. People don't want to be corrected. People don't want to be rebuked. People don't want instruction. They want to do their own thing. They want to have their own vision. They want to have their own dreams. But God has a plan that's bigger than your plan. God has ways that's much more greater than your ways. God has thoughts that's beyond your little natural carnal thoughts. I don't know who that's that's for. But it humbles me with all that I need from God. It humbles me to know that it's not about Anthony Simmons. I have needs. I have prayer concerns. I have things on the altar of God right now. But he's working out a much bigger universal plan than just my life is concerned. And you have to humble yourself. You got to get to the place where you say it's not about me. We get mad at God, and we want to turn from God, and we want to leave the things of God when things don't go our way, and when our prayers are not being answered in the time that we think they should be answered. That devil is a liar. Glory be to God. I don't know how I got off point. But my point number one was you got to be fed up. My point number two is that you have to be fired up. You have to be fired up. Once you become fed up, then you have to be fired up. Don't grow weary in well-doing, because you'll reap a harvest if you faint not. Don't grow cold and lukewarm on God. Don't let nobody or your circumstance take your praise. If you're in the land of the living, you're not hospitalized. Even if you are hospitalized, you have two legs, you have two hands. You're in your right mind. You have opportunity. You have the hope of God. You have a second and third chance to get it right. You have goodness, grace, and mercy following you all the days of your life. And we let the devil lie to us and convince us that God is not good. God is not who he says he is. But I am convinced till my dying day, until they put me under this earth, that God is good all the time. I feel the Holy Ghost. And all the time, God is good. He is sovereign. He is perfect. He does not make mistakes. Well, Pastor, why do good things, why do bad things happen to good people? I don't know. Some things will remain a mystery. I don't have all the answers. God will remain a mystery to many of us. The Bible says, then we see through a glass half clearly. He'll make it clear when you meet Jesus, I guarantee you. When you meet him face to face, he's going to make it clear to you. But in the meantime and in between time, we just have to trust him. We just got to believe the Bible. We just got to put all our cards on God. I don't understand this world. I don't understand sometimes the pain and the storms and sometimes the warfare that I got to walk through. But I know that God is able. I know that God is sovereign. And I know that God loves you. And he won't put on you more than what you can bear. I need to say that again. God loves you. He told me to say it again. God loves you. He said, tell my people that I love them. And if God be for you, who can come against you? You got to be fed up. Then you got to be fired up. The Bible says Jesus has zeal for his Father's house. I'm in a season where we're pastoring a new creation, and I'm saying, God, send the laborers. God, send the workers. God, send some disciples that will put their hand to the plow and not look back. God, send some workers that will minister to our children. Send some workers that will go to the streets of Elizabeth and Newark and the surrounding cities and win souls for the kingdom. Send some people that is not about self, but somebody got us saved because they cared about us. They invited us to church one day, and we heard the preached word, and we gave our lives to Christ. And sometimes we forget that somebody invited us to church. We forget that somebody prayed for us. We forget in the name of Jesus that we were lost and turned out, blind and could not see. But somebody said, you need to hear the preacher. You need to turn your life around. You need a change. And those of us who are saved today, you have to look at your family and invite them to church. You got to talk to your coworkers about the things of God and about the things of Jesus. You got to put flyers in the community and invite them to your church. You got to give them CDs and church material that would minister to them. And hallelujah, evangelize somebody. Win somebody over to Jesus. When I met my wife, she'll tell you, all I could talk about was my love for Jesus. All I could talk about was my church and the things of God. My main conversation, my main mindset, just being 1 year old in Christ, was about the change that God was doing in my life and the excitement I had about my church and the excitement I had about my future. What happened to us as the people of God? Our churches should be overflowing with folk because of our testimony. Our churches should be overflowing with folk because they see your life and they see the kind of marriage that they want through your marriage. Our churches should be overflowing. And we let some man and some woman that we meet talk us out of the things of God. We let power and money take us away from church. We let social agendas and other causes accept the kingdom of advancing the kingdom of God. We let other stuff get in the way of Almighty God. And we need to take a lesson from this word today and not just be fed up, not just be fired up, but you got to have your faith up. You have to go up in your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I came to remind you today that faith can fix it. Your faith in God can turn it around. Your faith in God's hand and your faith in God's ability can get that trouble out of your life, can remove every problem that you're facing today. Your faith will fix it. Let me just clear that up, your faith in God. We have so many people believing in all kinds of stuff. Just this week alone, I went to an apartment building, and I saw a strand of rope over this doorpost, and it had tea leaves in this bag, and it had all kind of leaves hanging from this rope, and it had all kinds of stuff I did not understand, but it looked spooky. And I know these are Hindu Indian folks from Indonesia, and I know they believe in a lot of different gods. This week alone, I saw a lady in her Muslim garbs, and I looked through the window and the casement, and she answered the door and came with all these vestments covered from head to toe. And I just happened to see her praying to whatever god she was praying to. And then we watching the Super Bowl, me and my family watching the Super Bowl, and they putting this sign up in the air, and I'm like, I asked my wife, what is that? And she said Illuminati or Illumina, I don't even know the name, and Beyonce, and people putting up this sign, and we're looking it up on the internet, trying to look it up while we're watching the game. And the religion started one way, now it's evolving to something else. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. 2,000 years later, there's nothing different about Christianity. 2,000 years later, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you are saved and you have eternal life. Nothing has changed about those of us who are Christians. There are all kinds of spirits in our world. There are all kinds of religions in our world. And yes, to some degree, this might bust your bubble, but to some degree, God allows other religions and other spiritualities, certain things that they practice and do get results. Oh, I wish you hear the Holy Ghost today. That's why the devil is a deceiver. The Bible says in the last days, he'll allow even evil to perform signs, wonders, and miracles. But if it's a sign, a wonder, and a miracle that don't line up with the word of God, it's not of God. So don't be so wooed by the supernatural. Don't be so wooed by the realm, the invisible realm that we cannot detect. But know there are other spirits in the world that we're living in. And yes, to some degree, God allows them to perform different things. But it won't last. It won't prevail. Heaven and earth will pass away. But he says, my word will not fail. That's all I have for you today. The apostle said, Lord, increase our faith. That should be your prayer today. No matter what you're going through, ask God to increase your faith. My wife and I, the devil continually try to knock us down, continually try to engage us in warfare. We're just trying to do the will of God. We're trying to advance the kingdom. We're trying to build a local church to help the local community. And every day is a fight. But every day he increased our faith. Every day we're praying for the members of New Creation Church. Every day we're praying for the backslider. Every day we're praying for the believer that got deceived. Every day we're believing that people will get stronger instead of weaker. Every day we are trusting and believing God, not just for each other, but for the people that he gave us to pastor and to shepherd and to look over the flock which is amongst us. And yes, some have been deceived. Yes, some have been tricked. Yes, some are prideful and have egos and want to do their own thing. But we love them unconditionally because God says to love. God says to care and show genuine concern. So we shall not be moved. Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, our faith has increased, and I pray that your faith is increasing day by day. So like the apostles, you got to go to God for yourself and say, Lord, increase my faith. Lord, help my unbelief. Lord, I want to trust you. I'm starting to doubt again. I'm starting to be double-minded again. I'm starting to waver. I don't want to go to church anymore. I don't want to pray. I don't want to give my tithes and my alms and my money to God anymore. Can I just say this? I just shared God blessed me with a job for 25 years. And my security is not in FedEx. My security is not in this world. But I thank God that he gives me money to pay my mortgage. He gives me money. A hot water heater went this week, and it was $1,000. And God made a way out of no way for me and my wife to get the hot water back on, to give our children bus fare and lunch money when they need it, to pay the bills that we need to pay. And God gave us these jobs. God give us the money. He gives us the ability to spend money, even splurge a little bit. And we want to hold back our tithe. We want to hold back our alms. We want to hold back that tenth. And he says, live off the 90. Matter of fact, I say save 10, give God his tenth, give an offering, and live off of 70-something percent of your money. With God, all things are possible. Well, Pastor, I need every dime. No, you don't. You'll be amazed. My wife, if nothing else, over the 17, 18, 19 years we've been together, she showed me how to budget, to be frugal with money, how to handle money. When we met, I had an apartment in Hillside, and I asked her to go to eviction court with me. They were getting ready to evict me out of my apartment because I wasn't paying my rent. Did not know how to handle money. But when you get with God, he'll change the way you think. I'm about to preach again, but Pastor, I'm done. You got to be fed up. You got to be fired up. And then your faith have to go up. I pray that you receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. You got to be fed up. Hallelujah. Then you have to be fired up, and then you have to get your faith up. Hallelujah. You got to get your faith up. The Bible says that if we don't take this word and mix it with faith, then this word will not be beneficial to us. Huh? You have to have faith. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to have faith. Hallelujah. You got to be like Abraham and hope against hope, knowing that God is faithful, being fully persuaded that he who promised is able. God promised us some things, and he is able to fulfill those things that he has promised. God is going to do it. You got to get to the point where you are fed up with life as it is. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. God, something's got to give. My God, Job said, I know my change is going to come. I'm going to sit right here and wait for my change to come. Hallelujah. But while you're waiting, you got to get fired up, get excited, go forth, and evangelize. Evangelize, win some souls for Christ. My God, be a witness so that when people look on your life, they see Jesus. Don't promote yourself, promote Christ. My God, Pastor Anthony, the Lord spoke that thing to me so mightily on today. He said, do not promote yourself. He said, promote Christ. Promote Jesus Christ. We have to promote Jesus. Amen. We got to continually promote Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men towards me. Hallelujah. God wants us to be in the business of being fishers of men. You preached that thing, Pastor Anthony. You said that we got to go out there and evangelize. We got to invite people to church. My God, we got to invite people to come to church. We have to let our lights shine. We got to be a witness to our family members, to those in our communities, to those on our jobs. We got to work on us. Let God work on us so that he can get the glory out of our lives, my God. And then you got to get your faith up. You got to believe God, believe God, believe God. Believe God for your life. Believe God for your marriage. Believe God for your children. Believe God for your finances. Believe God for everything, for your future. My God, he knows the plans he has for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Give you a hope and a future. You preach that thing. It's not about us. My God, New Creation Christian Ministries is not about us, but it's about Jesus. And until we, like you said, Pastor Anthony, until they put the dirt on these bodies that house our spirits, we will preach Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for that word, Pastor Anthony. I want you just to pray. Some people are listening, and they're like, I lost my way. I lost my zeal. I lost my fire. I don't know. If I'm fed up, I don't know how to break out of this mold of the status quo. I'm feeling a little weak, you know, as far as zeal. I can't even get excited about getting up in the morning. There's some who are saying, you know what, I want to believe. I think I believe, but I need God to help my unbelief. Pastor, I just want you to pray for those who are just finding themselves in that place where they are tired, but they just don't know where to go or don't know how to do what you said do. They don't know how to get that zeal, that fire, that fervor. They don't know how to increase their faith. You know, you're telling them to have faith, but everything that they're looking at is contrary to the promises of God. Will you just pray for those who are saying, you know what, I hear you, preacher, but I need help.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Let us pray and go before the altar of God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, this is your day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, a long time ago, your apostles, your disciples said, increase our faith. Lord, they knew that what they were facing, they needed a greater faith. And somebody today is facing a tremendous mountain. They're in a mighty storm, Lord. They are growing weak and getting weary because life continues to knock them down. Life continues to disappoint them. Life continues to not come up like what they have been praying for and like what you are showing them. So right now, Lord, I pray that you stir up the gift of God which is on the inside of them. Light a fire in their heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, you made it known that faith cometh by hearing and hearing through the word of God. Give them the ability, Lord, to go to a word church, a church that is loving, a church that is sound in doctrine. Give them a prayer partner, Lord, that will pray them through the rough nights and the rough seasons in their lives. In the name of Jesus, give them pastors, Lord, that will counsel them and give them godly counsel in their time of need. And Lord, as they read their Bible, as they pray, as they seek the things of God, Lord, show them why they should get excited about you. Jesus, show them in the name of Jesus why they should be zealous about the things of God. Remind their people that it's not about outward, the loudness of their voice and the way they express themselves, but you can be a quiet storm. You can be a person who's not a person of a lot of words, but still excited about the things of God. You can be somebody that's very conserved and very reserved and still be excited on the inside about the things of God. So it's not about our outward man. God judges the heart, and he wants your heart to be excited about him. He said, your mouth is for me, but your heart is far from me. He said that to the people in his day, talking about Jesus. But if you have a heart for God, just stay excited about that. If you care about people, just stay excited about that. So, Lord, I thank you that you stir up the passion about your church, that you allow people, Lord, in spite of their problems, to look to the hills, which cometh they help. They help comes from the Lord. And, Lord, you said, according to your word in the gospel of prophet Isaiah, you'll give us beauty for ashes. You'll give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You'll give us, in the name of Jesus, comfort for all those who mourn. So, Lord, we want right now that garment of praise for the heaviness that we're feeling today. That's according to your word. You said you give us a garment of praise. So, Lord, I pray that you put a garment of praise on these people under the sound of my voice, that you put a new outfit of clothing on them called the garment of praise. Lord, that you clothe them in righteousness right now in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that they get excited about you. I thank you for their enthusiasm about the church. I thank you for their passion about their purpose that you called them to. So, Lord, be there for your people, because you say, yea, though they walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you'll be there with them. So, Lord, I thank you that you never leave them nor forsake them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I felt that prayer, Pastor Anthony. Thank you so much for stirring us up on today and stirring up our faith. God wants you to be saved. For those of you who are listening and you don't know Jesus as your own personal Lord and Savior, the Bible says that the thief, Jesus said, the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I have come so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly, have life to the fullest. God wants you saved. He wants to save your soul. Jesus came and lived and died, and he got up again after being in the tomb for 3 days. He got up with all power in his hand so that you could live again, so that you could be born again. The same resurrection power that rose Jesus Christ from the grave is available to you today. You might be finding yourself in a dead place and feeling like you need something different. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and you don't know this Jesus. We offer Christ to you today. God wants you saved. It's not his desire that anyone should perish. And God sees you, my sister. He sees you, my brother. He sees your struggle, and he sees you tuning into this live worship service. Say, what is that church thing all about? And he sent you here today to find Jesus for yourself so that you can enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you believe the words that just came out of my mouth, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. All you have to do is believe in your heart believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that very faith and what you have heard in the preached word, in the gospel. What I just told you is the gospel. It's the simplified gospel of Jesus Christ. And you too can be saved. You too can be a part of the children of the Most High God. And we want you to pray this prayer with us that you too can be saved. Hallelujah. And it's just a simple prayer. Father God, I believe that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins. I repent right now of my sins. Forgive me for all of my transgressions. And I ask you, Lord, to come into my life as my personal Lord and Savior. I thank you for forgiveness. And I thank you, God, that as of this moment, I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And if you just prayed that prayer, you are saved. Amen. Our mission is to save souls. Amen. And you are part of that number. God gave us a mission, 500,000 souls, and you are a part. If you got saved today, you are part of that number. And it's not about us, because we'll never know who got saved listening to us. But God knows, amen. So we're not trying to raise ourselves up. We're trying to raise up Jesus, amen. And if you got saved, you need a pastor. You need a pastor. You need a church home. So it's our prayer that you will contact us so that we can lead you in the right direction to get you a church home, to get you pastors who will raise you up in the things of God, amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, I just thank God for those who are being saved as they listen to these broadcasts, as they listen to us on Saturdays on the Woman to Woman to Man show. And also I want to invite the women to come out tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, meet me on the telephone. Call this number. Write this number down, 724-444-7444. Again, I'm going to give you the number, 724-444-7444. And the PIN is 125-897. And you might have to press pound or something after that. But listen to the prompt, and this will take you in. I'm having a call. It's called Woman Power. It's a monthly call. She Shall Be Called Woman. We're going to be talking about being a woman, marriage. We're going to be talking about singleness, relationships, everything pertaining to being a woman. And we're going to be there for an hour and a half. So from 9 o'clock until 10:30, meet me on the line. Amen. And also we're going to be on the internet. You could go to the Women to Women Empowerment Group on Facebook and get more information. Amen. So that you can be a part of that monthly call. Every month the Lord has called me to pour out into the lives of his daughters. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor Emily. As we go off, I don't know if you have anything else that you wanted to add before we go today.
No, I just remind the people there's power in prayer. If you do find yourself growing faint or weak in your faith, trust me, prayer does work. When you pray to God, you'll be amazed. Supernaturally, you'll find yourself being restored in every area. So know and understand the power of prayer on a daily basis and throughout your day. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to go down from this place, and we invite you to partner with us in ministry. If the Lord moves your heart, amen, you could become a partner with us. Listen, we do this for Jesus. We don't do this for money. However, we do need partners as we go forth and save souls, amen, and lift up the name of Jesus. So we invite you to partner with us, and you can do that by sending a check or money order to us at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, or going over to our website at nccmonline.org. org and hitting that button to sow into this ministry. Amen. And invite people. Also, you can partner with us by inviting people to come. Amen. To the worship services and to the prayer on Tuesday night at 7:30. Amen. Just invite people. We want to save souls, change lives for the glory of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to go down from this place. God bless you. Give God some praise even as we go. Amen. Hallelujah. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to go down and I'm going to play a song. I'm looking for a song to play. God bless you. Know that God loves you. Go to church. Go to your church. Amen. Do not forsake the assembling together of yourselves. Don't let this be a substitute for your church. We are just here to help build you up, but your pastor has the responsibility over your soul. He has to give an accounting. She has to give an accounting for your soul. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
With the